Well, today I'd like to talk to you about Terry Paxton Bradshaw, born September 2nd, 1948, quarterback, number 12, drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 1970 NFL draft, first round, first pick, 6'3", 218 pounds. Star also at Louisiana Tech University. Let me read these stats to you. It's amazing. Four-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, three-time Pro Bowl, first-team All-Pro, NFL Most Valuable Player, Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, two-time NFL Passing Touchdowns Leader, NFL 1970s All-Decade Team, and the Pittsburgh Steelers All-Time Team, and the Louisiana Tech Athletic Hall of Fame. Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame. Very impressive. Remember as a young person watching him play football. Back in the day, back in the 70s, ESPN did not exist yet. And we were lucky to get games on. ABC was Monday Night Football. CBS and NBC had the football games on. And living in Chicago, we'd watch the Bears. But the ideal teams that would come up on a regular basis, one of them was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is a man who played 14 seasons, won four Super Bowl titles in a six-year period, and became the first quarterback to win three and four Super Bowls, and led the Steelers to eight AFC Central championships. So he knew how to play the game. And there were times, I was more of a NFC fan, but there were times when I'd watch him go against people and they would question his intelligence. And it's interesting that he kept finding a way to win. And as the years have gone by, and I've watched him on Fox, and I've seen this down-home, good old boy persona that he puts out, which is very effective, but I think he is the real deal. He speaks his mind. He says what's on his heart. And I prefer that. And as the years have also gone by, I've heard more and more how tough of a competitor he was. And finding out that he was known for having one of the most powerful arms in NFL history. He also called his own plays. So Thomas Hollywood Henderson, who said that he couldn't spell the word cat even if you spotted him the C and the A, we saw what happened with Thomas Hollywood Henderson. And so as I look at this man's life, I'm very much impressed with where he's come. Well, as I thought about him, I was thinking about the Lord, and I thought about the idea of somebody that would be able to pass over. He's 6'3". He had to pass over the defense. Let me read this book, these two verses for you from Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. It says, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance?" And so God, in his love, passes over. He looks over what we've done because of the sacrifice ultimately of his son. And so as I think about Bradshaw and his ability to throw over defenses, I think of our Lord who passed over because of the sacrifice of his son. He looks over our sins. And somebody had to pay for them. Somebody had to pay the price, and that was Christ. Well, this verse goes on, and it says, "He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love." Verse 19, "He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." And yeah, Bradshaw had a strong arm, but I am so glad that in the arm of God is the power to cast away my sins and to throw them in the depths of the sea. And because of the finished work of Christ, they're washed away. And so this man is a picture to me of strength and of power and of resiliency. And I want us as a people, when we think about our Lord, to realize what we have in him. Someone that passes over because of what Christ has done, and he throws away our sins so far that they go into the depths of the sea.